Vermont has a housing crisis, more vacant houses than almost anywhere in the country, and a K-12 school system in financial trouble. For some, one solution might mitigate all three problems: a heftier tax on second homes. Vermont public education reporter Lola Dufour spoke to politics reporter Bob Kinzel about this perennial debate and whether it'll go anywhere this year.
Lola, lawmakers have talked about a second home tax for maybe 30 years. What's making it percolate up this year?
A lot of things. The housing crisis, for one. There's enormous pressure to provide relief to residents who pay into the state's education fund. Plus, there's a lot of anger in communities where second homeowners pay less than residents.
Why does that happen? Why do second homeowners get to pay less than locals in certain municipalities?
That's because the homestead rate, that's the rate that residents pay on their primary home, in each town is pegged to the local school district's per pupil spending. It's variable. But because non-residents can't vote on local budgets, the tax rate they pay isn't pegged to spending. It's uniform across the state. So that means that in some communities where that per pupil spending is relatively high, residents sometimes end up paying a higher rate than those paying non-homestead taxes. That was the case in nearly 30% of Vermont's towns this year, including in Burlington.
So, Lola, why can't lawmakers just make the non-homestead rate higher?
Well, they could, but the problem is that we don't currently have a category just called second homes in our tax code. Our property tax system classifies properties in a binary way. There are primary residences, and then there's everything else. The homestead rate is applied to primary homes, and the non-homestead rate is applied to literally every other kind of property.
So just to be clear, the non-homestead rate is incredibly broad.
Bingo. So if lawmakers wanted to crank the non-homestead rate up to take the pressure off resident homeowners, they would also wind up increasing taxes on Main Street businesses, on rental properties, on farms. And while it's quite politically popular to say you want to raise taxes on second homes, no one wants to raise taxes on deer camps or put added pressure on rents.
Could Vermont create new property classifications?
That's exactly what some Democratic lawmakers want to do. No one is saying, let's impose X surcharge on second homes, at least not yet. But the education reform bill that just passed out of the House might set the stage for that in the future. It would keep the homestead classification and then break up that non-homestead category into three, one for long-term rental properties, one for second homes, and a third, again, for everything that's left over. So you'd go from two categories to four total.
That bill is now in the Senate. How does that chamber feel about this idea?
Well, Republicans in the Senate don't like it, much like Republicans in the House didn't like it. The tax department has expressed some pretty serious reservations about these new categories. They say that defining a second home is actually pretty tricky. Perhaps surprisingly, there are exceedingly few examples of things that look like a second home tax anywhere in the U.S.
What do Democrats in the Senate make of these objections?
They think they're valid to a point. I spoke to Senator Ann Cummings, who chairs the Tax Writing Senate Finance Committee, and she said, you know, we should absolutely listen to the tax department. But also, the tax department works for the governor, so she takes their objections with a grain of salt, because Governor Phil Scott is not a huge fan of the idea, although he hasn't said that it's a total non-starter. And ultimately, Cummings says the extent to which this idea will advance depends on what Democrats can negotiate with Scott, whose veto pen now holds a lot of sway in Montpelier.